At 6:06, it is overcast, 51 degrees in Tulsa, warming to 57. And as of this morning, all mentions of snow for the weekend are out of the forecast. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Despite objections from horsemen across the state, Expo Square trustees approve an amended naming rights deal that ends live horse racing at Tulsa's Fair Meadows.
To imply that that was out there for the public to know or the industry to know is false.
Those in the equine industry, like Joe Lucas, are angry that trustees made the decision without including them in the discussion. And he says the naming rights agreement with the Creek Nation was not clear about the impact on live race meets.
It wasn't explained. There is nothing in there about it where it says naming rights that's code for kill racing.
But Fairgrounds CEO Mark Andrus says live racing was a money loser with an uncertain future, and the naming rights deal was the best option.
And as a business decision, it's a very easily made one when you look at all the facts.
The horsemen say they'll appeal to the governor and the Indian Gaming Commission. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Governor Fallon says Oklahoma could lose as many as 8,000 jobs in the aerospace and defense industries if the nation falls off the fiscal cliff in January. The U.S. military and aerospace industries are among the state's largest employers. Well, despite a rebuke from the Speaker of the House, Oklahoma Republican Congressman Tom Cole holds his ground. He says Congress should agree now not to hike taxes on the middle class.
I still think that's the smart thing to do. I think, number one, more important, it's the right thing to do. Look, if the two sides agree that we don't want to raise taxes on 98% of the American people, we should, you know, agree, take them out of the line of fire.
He says they can fight over taxes for those making over $250,000 later. Other Republicans say no, claiming the Democrats would just go home. Eight more people have been hospitalized in Oklahoma in the last week with the flu. That brings to 20 so far this flu season. The state epidemiologist, Dr. Christy Bradley, says take your safety precautions.
And those things, of course, are washing hands, covering coughs and sneezes, and most importantly, staying home from work or school if you are ill with a fever and cough.
Texas and Louisiana have had major outbreaks, and officials fear that could spread to Oklahoma during the Christmas travel season. There's a week left in the Youth Services of Tulsa Gifts for Hope program, and there's still a few teens that need adopting.
Every holiday, people tend to adopt younger children for the holidays. And here at Youth Services, we serve children 12 to 24, and sometimes they get forgotten.
That is Youth Services' Liz Neese. She says the wish list includes things like jeans, coats, and sleeping bags. Officials say a 43-year-old Tulsa woman was killed in a car crash in Sand Springs. The Sand Springs Police Department says the car driven by 43-year-old Nita Roden crossed the center line on 41st and plowed head-on into oncoming traffic. 71 years ago this morning, the U.S. was plunged into World War II when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Only the Arizona had more fatalities than the USS Oklahoma. Oklahoma City native Joe Lauter remembers the General Quarters announcement that morning.
General Quarters, and this is no blank blank. And that probably saved more lives on the Oklahoma than anything, because you wouldn't dare say that if you didn't mean it.
429 members of the Oklahoma died that Sunday morning when the big ship capsized in the harbor. Our weather forecast, cloudy and mild with a high of 57. Overcast tonight, 43 for a low. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high of 62. And on Sunday, windy and cooler, temperatures falling to 25. But all mentions of snow are out of the forecast. Now at 6:10, it's overcast and 51. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.